So what happened to your work after you'd done it? Where did it go after that?
Well, the foreman checked it. The foreman checked it and made sure it was all done to the blueprint. Got no complaints about Bill Pryor. He was a very nice chap. He was already foreman when I was there. But he must have started as an apprentice pattern maker at some stage to have got where he was. You didn't get any advice off him, actually, because you got more off the older people, the ordinary people that you were working with. The foreman sort of sat in his little office, aloof, you know. He sat in his little office. It was just a small room with a table and a place where the blueprints would be laid out. And you'd put your little pattern or whatever you made on there. But of course, the large patterns, which sometimes could be massive, he would go and measure those up.
What was the biggest pattern you remember working to?
The biggest pattern we made was for an hydraulic press. And I would say it was literally the size of this room, about 2 foot deep. And it was too big to be made in the pattern shop, and it was made outside in one of the other workshops because it was that big. That was a hydraulic press, which I think went to Russia.
So when he said, yes, this works, and the foreman signed it off, what then happened to your work?
It was taken down to the foundry. That's the last you saw of it then.
Did you as an apprentice take the work down to the foundry?
No. There was a labourer in there that used to do that. And he used to look after the patterns and store them for future use. And they had a yard in Lantoni Road by the there used to be a railway crossing. It crossed over Lantoni Road, and there was a big yard, and they used to store all the patterns there. They were out in the open as well, most of them. But this chap named Tommy Arch, that was his job. He used to look after the patterns, and then when they had a repeat order for that, he could go and sort the patterns out. I don't know how he used to do it, but